Hi, Phil. How's it going?
I'm great, thanks. Yeah.
It's not too early for you, right?
No. I'm up at 6:30 usually, so you know.
6:30.
Yeah, that's what I do when I get when I'm at home. Yeah, and I kind of even when I'm out on tour, even with the time zones and that, I kind of gravitate towards that. Yeah, 6:37.
Are you in Charlotte this morning?
We just left there, actually.
Because you're making your way over to Virginia, and then you're coming through Connecticut Sunday night, Mohegan Sun.
Absolutely. And we're actually staying in D.C. at the moment.
Oh, nice.
A day off there. So, yeah.
Very nice. Oh, that's cool. That's actually, you're in the right time of year because, you know, we got the 4th of July this weekend.
Absolutely. We'll miss that because we'll be in, I think we're in Boston when that happens.
That's a good town to be in, too, for the 4th.
Absolutely, right? Yeah.
So we've got Def Leppard with Styx and Tesla, the North American tour. Just kicked off just a couple of days ago, right?
Yeah. Amazing response. Audiences have just been fantastic. We're thrilled about that. It's just been crazy.
Now, how did this tour come about? I know you toured with Styx a few years ago. I think this is your first time with Tesla.
No. The Tesla was the first band to play on our In the Round stage in 87. We toured with them almost seemed like a year. Yeah, actually, we actually go way back with those guys. Really great having them out and reconnecting with Brian Wheat because he's a lovely guy. And yeah, we've known them guys, all of them, for nearly 30 years. So it's pretty cool.
How is touring nowadays? I know last year was with Kiss, this year with Styx and Tesla. How is it compared to back in the 80s when you were with Tesla the first time?
It's a very different environment. You know, the industry's changed dramatically. You know, it's become, you have a lot of people who like top 40, you know, they like Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Justin Bieber type thing or whatever is happening over there. And then I think that bands don't really sell records anymore. And it's very rare that artists do. Like I said, it's like a handful. It's probably about 8 artists who actually sell records. And the rest of the time, you know, there's some really quality, great rock bands that still exist. And, you know, we've been playing, we had like 17,000 in the other night. It's just been crazy. So people really do want to see that. And then when it's three bands like we've got here, Tesla, Styx, and Def Leppard, very different rock bands, to all touring together, it just makes such a huge deal. It's 1 and 1 equals 3. You know, it's just a very interesting phenomenon. It's great. And again, like last year, we couldn't say enough great things about Kiss. You know, it was both bands, no egos, working for the benefit of the show. You know, it was the event that we all, you know, our crew worked together, their crew, the bands worked together. It was like just one big happy family. It was just one And this is very much the same kind of thing, you know. But certainly with the Kiss thing, you know, because they have such an amazing show, you know, it's that took precedent over any kind of egos or anything. There was none of that. It was actually the show and the event was the important thing. And it's a great thing. It's, like I said, it's just wonderful to be with people that you really like as well. So we're blessed.
You were talking about how the industry is a little bit different, but you guys were in the studio not too long ago, from what I understand. And I remember seeing some quotes that there is a new album in the works and it might be a little bit different, but there was really nothing more than that. Is that still happening? Is it still coming?
Coming out in October. It's called Def Leppard. You know, we went in with a different motivation. You know, we actually didn't think we were going to do an album. We actually went in to do an EP or a single and came out with 12 songs. Normally, as a record company executive or a label or fans, and everyone's pressuring you to do something. In this case, there was absolutely no pressure. And because of that, I think we've done our best work since Hysteria.
Wow.
Yeah, I really do. It's really diverse sounding. You know, one minute is, you know, the heaviest guitars we've ever done in our career on some of the songs. And then the most vocals, we went overboard on some of the songs with tracking up the vocals, multi-tracking them. And then a song would sound like it would belong on a top 40 station. We didn't have any restrictions or any kind of can't go there because it's like genre specific and you can't do this because that. We had none of those limitations whatsoever. And it just made for such a great album and it flowed. It's just wonderful. And it's, you know, everyone's really performing well on it as well, so it's just great.
Is there any plans to do the new songs on the tour either now or as, because I know the tour is going on for a while. Is it going to be added throughout?
No, I think it's going to go on for an even longer while. I think that really that's what's going to happen. Unfortunately, it's we don't want to reveal anything till the album comes out.
So makes sense.
October, so it just means we just got to come back next year as well and kind of keep the tour going. I mean, they're already booking dates into next year already. You know, the album comes out, and I think we go to Japan, so they'll get the new album first, and then England, and then we've got this cruise, and it's back North America again. So it'd just be like one long big tour. So, which is great, you know.
You know, I always say that I feel like Dave Grohl is the busiest rock star, but you seem to give him a run for his money. You've got the tour, you've got the new Def Leppard album, and last week you just came out with the Delta Deep Blues project.
I've been really busy. We were blown away with the response. Some of the best, certainly best reviews I've ever seen for anything I've done, you know, including, you know, Def Leppard and Hysteria and stuff like that. People are just floored by it, you know, because it's got an integrity to it. It's got a firepower. It represents what the blues is all about, you know, which is the expression and just kind of that thing as opposed to just a style of music. But having said that, it's really hardcore and heavy as well. So it's like Rage Against the Machine plays blues or something. It's different. And Debbie Blackwell Cook, who's the most phenomenal singer, she's a 62-year-old black woman, and you know, she sings over this. Can't really describe it, you know, you have to hear it. It reminds me of kind of early Zeppelin as well, and it kind of gets really down and heavy, but it's got this kind of blues element to it as well. Again, it's great when you don't plan something. It takes you on a different path and ends up being something that you never expected. So that and the Def Leppard album have both been very surprising and just amazing. You know, we were just blown away by the response. And we've done a first show 2 weeks ago in LA for the Delta Deep thing. And again, that kind of raised the roof. That was amazing.
It seems like rock music today, or I would say contemporary rock music, for the most part, has gotten a little bit away from the blues. Whereas obviously the bands Led Zeppelin, Cream, you guys, even into the alternative acts of the 90s, there was a blues influence. But nowadays, you don't hear that anymore. So it's nice to see that come back around.
It is. And the great thing was we didn't actually plan. It wasn't planned style. We just let it go. We just kind of started writing these songs and let it flow out. And I think that's great. As the Def Leppard album is as well. Any restrictions, anyone telling you can't do this or you should stick to this. And yeah, it was just really liberating. It's great.
Plus, I understand you got a book coming out this fall.
Yes, that as well. Yeah. Yeah. That comes out, yeah, I think late October. 0 to 60 or 0 to 57 in 200 pages, something like that.
Not only are you 57, but you don't look like you're 57. You're like the most fit guy ever. You've been a vegetarian for how long?
32 years, something like that.
That's,
yeah, 32 years.
That's unbelievable. And you stopped drinking in between Pyromania and Hysteria. Is that, that's my understanding?
It is. Just before we went on the Hysteria tour. So it was 87. It was April, I think. April 87 is the last time I had a drink.
That's incredible. And I can't even imagine. You're able to do it, obviously, but the willpower to be able to do that on the road, on touring, you know, you always hear so many stories about rock stars partying too much, and you were
right.
Able to do it.
You consider what the alternative is, and that's the thing. The same with the fitness thing. I mean, I don't go crazy. I don't kill myself working out, but I do something every day. The alternative is, you know, when I see other guys my age, they're not doing very well, you know, with that. So it's that thing. It's same with the drinking. You consider the alternative, and if you can do something about it, then you can and do, and then it just, you benefit from it in the end. Fortunately, I lost, you know, best friend Steve. You know, he carried on drinking, and that's what happened to him. And so for me, it was a no brainer. Really, it was like, yeah, I've got to stop doing this.
Just a quick question about a few years ago, you did the residency in Las Vegas, Viva Hysteria. Is there any plans to either take something like that on the road or do Viva Pyromania? I heard was rumored.
Yeah, me too. I think we'd love to do that. And it's just getting the right time, slotting that in amongst the busy schedule. We've actually had to move it twice. We was going to do another Vegas thing, and a tour came up, and then something else came up that we couldn't do it. We are going to do that at some point, for sure.
That sounds awesome. I can't wait to see it. So it's this Sunday night. It's Def Leppard with Styx and Tesla, the North American tour. They're coming through Connecticut. They're going to be at Mohegan Sun. Thank you so much, Phil.
Cheers. Thank you.